Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on yaqeen and tawakkul. Today we do a hadith which got a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of meaning. The words may seem small. It doesn't necessarily seem to be a long dua, short dua, but we see how full of meanings the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. This also is one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his du'as were so beautiful, so appropriate for the occasion, so beautiful. And always we'll see the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unlike us, when we ask, make du'a, then we think only of things that we need immediately. We don't think of the future, what our needs will be later on, what our needs will be in the qabr, what our needs will be in akhirat, what our needs will be even beyond that. We don't normally think about these things. But these things were as though it was right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was right there. It wasn't something that was distant, as we'll see in this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma aydan anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqul, Allahumma laka aslamtu, wa bika amantu, wa alayka tawakkaltu, wa ilayka anabtu, wa bika khasamtu. Allahumma a'udhu bi'izzatika, la ilaha illa ant. أن تضلني أنت الحي الذي لا تموت والجن والإنس يموتون متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, O Allah, I have submitted myself before you alone. اللهم لك أسلمت. O Allah, I have submitted myself to you alone, completely submitted. I am in submission to whatever your command is, O Allah. I am happy. I have submitted to myself to you. Whatever conditions you send down also to me, Wallah, I have submitted myself to those conditions coming from you. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ وَاللَّهِ I believe in you alone. وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَاللَّهِ I place my trust in you alone. I have focused my attention. وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ I have focused my attention towards you alone. Ulama explain what is meant by focus my attention towards you. So they say it means that a person has focused his attention towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one meaning. Another meaning is a person has focused himself towards those things that will take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other ulama say that what it means is a person is turned in tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I focus towards you, Allah. I've turned towards you in tawbah, in repentance, for whatever sins I have committed, whether it was knowingly, unknowingly, whether it was in the darkness of the night, whether it was in the open daylight, whatever it was, the person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So next part of the dua, and it is وَبِكَ خَاسَمْتُ, and it is by your help alone that I dispute with your enemies. That whatever dispute I have with your enemies, O Allah, it is only with your help. In other words, I don't put the trust in my strength, I don't put the trust in my attorneys, I don't put the trust in my abilities. O Allah, I put my trust in you alone. It is only with you, O Allah, that you assist me in disputing even with my enemies. Then the person makes this part of the dua, O Allah, I seek refuge. A'udhu bika. A'udhu bi'izzatika. O Allah, I seek refuge in your might. La ilaha illa anta, is none worthy of worship except you. From you leading me astray, antudillani. O Allah, there is no might or there is no worthy of worship except you. That Allah, you are the only one that can lead me astray. Only person that can lead me astray, O Allah, is you. In other words, a person is totally surrendering himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even going astray, if it is only the wish of Allah ta'ala or the will of Allah ta'ala, then this person will go astray. So even that also he is confessing. Next part of this dua, أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ O Allah, you are the ever-living and you will not die. وَالْجِنُّ وَالْإِنْسُ يَمُوتُونَ Whereas the jinnat and the human beings will all die. Every person around will die. They'll come to an end. Every animal will die. Every person will die. Every jinn will die. The only being that is ever living is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how beautiful this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. It's covering everything, the beautiful sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as our weakness, and also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his protection. You see, in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's something that we should also remember when we're making the du'as, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we start our du'a also, the right way to do it is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the first part of du'a. The next part of dua that ulama encourage is now a person reads Durood Sharif. He reads salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asks for whatever he wants to ask. So he first starts off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by asking and begging and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the end also ulama encourage us that send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then finish the dua. It is like a beautiful book. Person has got a nice cover in the front, has got a nice cover in the back. Anybody that looks at it feels like taking the book. So dua also, when it's being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is being presented with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beginning, being presented with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end, there's great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this duas of ours. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat, durood is something we should be doing every day, but especially increase it on a Friday. And then at the same time, we should make it the point of reading Surah Kaf, encouraging our families also to recite it, our friends also to recite it. Very, very important to recite Surah Kaf, especially in times of fitna and fasad. And then we should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah and listen carefully to the talks and the khutbah and the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Let us take advantage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.